this is a new gem for the Miami Valley. The foundation decided that the IMAX film format was no longer viable for the theater, and that, so that is no longer. But in the process, they totally renovated the theater. There's new seats, there's new carpeting. But from a film standpoint, and of course we use film now as we speak of digital, this is now a state-of-the-art digital projection theater. They've got what are called dual 4K projectors, 7.1 plus surround sound, and a brand new 60 by 80 foot screen in what used to be the IMAX theater. They added a presentation stage, so now the theater can be utilized for far more than it could before, and this film festival is a great way to kick it off because we've got all these presentations.
Let's talk about what's coming up with this year's film festival.
As I've done in the past, it's a mix, a real neat mix of documentaries. There's some classics. There's some new projects. We're going to have a Midwest premiere of a short film. We're going to have a sneak peek at a public television series that isn't yet being broadcast. And each one of them is presented by someone that produced it or directed it or starred in it. So it's a pretty strong lineup.
Friday, April 12th, it kicks off early in the day.
Well, yeah, because we've got 11 screenings over 3 days. We have 15 presenters. So the timing is always an issue, but we've done it. And as a matter of fact, the full festival passes are very popular because there's people that are coming to see everything, which is great. On Friday, we're going to kick off at 10:30 with The Restorers. Now, this is a television pilot episode for public television. And interesting local connections here, too. Of them. Number one, the producer, Adam White, is a Wright State Film Department graduate, and he's bringing along his producer, Kara Martinelli. Now, this episode happens to focus on the 68th reunion of the Doolittle Raiders, which was here in Dayton at the Air Force Museum and Urbana, Ohio, back in 2010. So if you were there, you'll find this episode interesting. And if you weren't there, it's a great way to see it from also the perspective of one of the B-25 bombers that was among the 17 that were here. So that's really neat with a couple of local connections. At 1 p.m. on Friday, we're showing the Midwest premiere of First in Flight. And this is a 30-minute feature film that was produced by Tara Tucker, directed by Brandon Hess. They're both going to be here. Interesting connection there. Besides the subject being the Wright brothers, Tara Tucker is the daughter of Sean D. Tucker, the famous air show performer who comes to Dayton often and is an enshrinee of the National Aviation Hall of Fame. This was her senior thesis project along with the crew at the American Film Institute, and they are already talking to major studios about a full-length version based on this very interesting human look at the Wright brothers. And people are going to find it really fascinating. It's amazing something like this has never been done before. At 3:30 that afternoon, we've got a documentary called High Flight and a short one to follow called Uncle Jack. Both are presented by the film's producer, director, John Tennyson. Both are made in partnership with Gary Sinise, the actor, Lieutenant Dan. High Flight follows Gary Sinise as he gets a U-2 ride at Beale Air Force Base. And Uncle Jack is about his uncle who flew B-17s in World War II. And Gary surprised him with a ride in a B-17 a few years ago and documents that interesting event. And then at 6:30 on Friday night, we have the 1927 classic Wings, which was directed by William Wellman. And that was the first movie to ever win a Best Picture Award from the Academy. This has been remastered. It has a new orchestral soundtrack, new sound effects by Ben Burt, who's an Oscar-winning sound designer, and William Wellman Jr., the son of the director, is going to be here to present it. And Junior is an authority on his father's career, and particularly the making of this movie, which was an epic blockbuster in its day and still holds up as a fantastic movie. So it's often referred to as the last great silent picture. It really holds up. And William Wellman went on to win 6 more Oscars in his career. I think he had another 30-some nominations. So this was early in his career, but what a way to come out of the gate. And it's considered the first greatest aviation movie as well.
What do we have coming up on Saturday then?
Saturday morning, we start off at 10 a.m. with Air Racers 3D. Now, this was a movie that was shown in the IMAX format previously, but it's also in a digital format. Christian Frey is its producer, director, writer. This is the first movie ever made about the Reno Air Races in a giant screen format, and it is spectacular. very colorful sport. It's a great story behind it.
You've got two presentations of Memphis Belle on Saturday, May 13th, and those will be presented by Catherine Weiler, the producer of the second version, I believe. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Well, the first version is the original 1944 documentary, which was produced by William Wyler during the war. Now, he was already a well-known director. The list of his Oscar-winning movies is endless. One of my favorites is Mrs. Miniver. But during the war, he was doing some of this documentary work and actually flew combat missions with B-17s following the crew of the Memphis Belle. And when this movie was screened for the president, President Roosevelt back then, he said, everybody needs to see this. So they took the movie and converted it. It unfortunately was shot in 16 millimeter because their 35 millimeter cameras were sunk by a U-boat. They were on a freighter on the way over. So William Wyler used 16 millimeter and they upgraded it to 35 millimeter. And it was seen in theaters all over the country, a great propaganda film, if you will, during the war. So and considered to this day one of the best combat documentaries ever filmed. And Catherine Weiler later in 1990 produces a theatrical action drama called The Memphis Belle, and she's going to show both of them. We're going to do that as separate screenings, but she'll speak to her father's production of the documentary, and then she's going to let us in on how she made the theatrical movie all those years later with a lot of stars in it and kind of gave some of them a big boost in their careers.
Now you've got a final selection on Saturday night. Many folks will be interested in Top Gun 3D.
Yeah, this film, we scheduled two screenings of it because we knew this one was going to sell out. Paramount recently had Top Gun converted into 3D, mainly for a one-week theatrical run to promote the sale of the Blu-ray discs, the 3D Blu-ray discs. Interesting thing about this film, I showed it at one of the first Real Stuffs. Clay Lacy is the aerial cinematographer. He's an enshrinee of the National Aviation Hall of Fame, and he's coming back to speak to the filming of it. Barry Sandrew, Ph.D., is the founder of Legend 3D. That's the company Paramount partnered with to convert the movie from 35 millimeter to this high-def digital 3D format. He's going to speak to that process because he worked with director Tony Scott, the late Tony Scott, and Jerry Bruckheimer in that process. And then as an added bonus, we just learned recently that Goose is coming to join them for the presentation, and that's actor Anthony Edwards. There's no Maverick without Goose in Top Gun. And he's going to come back and speak to, from his perspective on the filming of the movie, and that's going to be Saturday night at 6:30. And again, we know that one's going to sell out. With all of these, we're suggesting people buy their tickets in advance, and we'll get to that in a minute. But we have a second screening of it to close the festival. And on Sunday at 3:30, it will be presented again by Dr. Sandrew. This time he's going to be joined by retired Navy Captain Hoot Gibson, who is an actual Top Gun fighter school graduate and flew F-4s and F-14s in combat, went on to become a five-time shuttle astronaut. So we're going to have two interesting perspectives on that second screening as well.
Nice. And you're going to start the day on Sunday at 10 a.m. with a viewing of Steve Canyon. Tell us about that.
Well, this is really neat, especially for older baby boomers, and I don't count myself in that group. I was a little young for this. But back in the late 50s, early 60s, there was a television series based on Milton Caniff's Steve Canyon cartoon strip. And, of course, Milton Caniff, Dayton native, well-known around here. A lot of people don't realize this series existed because back then they were filmed and actually aired in 35 millimeter. So there were several seasons of this, and years ago the Caniff estate, along with a gentleman named John Ellis, who's a producer and a restorer of old films, they went and found all 34 episodes. We're going to screen one of those episodes, and John Ellis is here to do it and speak to the making of this particular episode. They're black and white, but the Air Force cooperated back then. So even in black and white, you're going to see Cold War era aircraft like you've never seen. And it's kind of fun. The plots are interesting. I think anyone that has seen any of them gets hooked and ends up buying the whole DVD set like our family did. But John is an authority on the Steve Canyon and the Milton Caniff legacy, and especially the making of this TV series. So that's going to be a treat on the giant screen especially.
Have there been any issues adapting these older formats to the new Air Force Theater?
Yeah, there are some issues, and our audience will see that there's some formatting. You might call it letterboxing. Sometimes there's other words for it, but the original format will not fill the newer, the 16:9 screen. So you're going to see some of that. Also, some of our projection is not going to be from the original digital cinema package, as they call it. We're fortunate that Wings, having just been remastered, will be in a DCP format, as will this Top Gun 3D. But some we're going to be projecting from a Blu-ray format, some from a DVD format. And mind you, a documentary like The Memphis Belle from 1944, you know, that's being transferred from 16mm to 35mm to beta to DVD. And we've gone to the National Archives to get the very best quality copy we can to project. But yes, audiences will see a little difference from film to film on that. Again, using film in the digital context.
Let's talk about the show holding the middle spot on Sunday, and then let's talk about how people can get to this film festival.
Well, among the documentaries we're really proud to be showing is one called Honor Flight. And Honor Flight is an organization people may be familiar with. They just recently received the Spirit of Flight Award from the Hall of Fame last December for the work they do in transporting veterans, especially World War II vets, to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial. And it's amazing. It's you might call it an airlift, but it's all volunteer. It's all done with sponsorship. It's an incredible mission. And this documentary, which was produced last year, follows four veterans from the Milwaukee area in particular as the Milwaukee chapter of the Honor Flight organization gets them to Washington and back to visit the memorial. And it's a very moving and emotional film. I say that being the son of a World War II veteran, but I think everybody probably has some relative that was involved in that is a veteran. And to see these gentlemen get to see their memorial that they might not otherwise get to were it not for Honor Flight and the work that their volunteers and pilots do, it's really incredible. We are going to make an announcement. World War II veterans will be able to get in to see this movie for free, but the seating is limited. So we'll make that announcement soon. And I know that the Air Force Museum Theater is committed to showing this film again in the future. I don't know what that schedule will be. But we'll have one of the producers, Camille Foster, here to speak about the making of the film. And very excited to be able to show it on the giant screen here at the Air Force Museum.
What's the best way people can find out information, take a look at the schedule, and pick and choose the events that they want to attend?
Yeah, it's very easy. All people need to do is go to airforcemuseum.com. You'll see the Real Stuff link there, and it will have the full schedule. You'll be able to purchase your tickets online. We have also, besides individual tickets, there's full-day passes. The best deal is a full festival pass, which is transferable. If you want, you can also call, and that number is 937-253-4629 to make your reservations by phone if you wish.
I've been speaking with Ron Kaplan, founder and director of the Real Stuff Film Festival of Aviation. You've got a big lineup this year. Good luck with the event. Ron, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.